Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I am glad you're here. It is Sunday afternoon as I record this. I had a wonderful time at worship this morning, and I always do enjoy worshiping at our church. It's one of the things I look forward to all week long. I hope you have a place of worship. If you don't, start shopping and find one that works for you. Today, I want to talk to you about communication. Well, we all communicate in one way or the other. The way we communicate, well, that has an effect on the outcome from that communication. If your loved one with dementia is trying to express something to you and they have a hard time finding their words, you can get frustrated with them and you can let it show, or you can hide that frustration and maybe let it out later when you're by yourself. But instead of letting it show, take a breath, let them finish what they're saying, and say something like, "What I hear you saying is," and repeat it as best you can. Or if you think you understand what they're saying, say that back to them and see what their response is. Many times what you thought you heard may actually be right. And many times you're going to be way off base and they might can help lead you back to it. If that doesn't work, then start asking them appropriate questions. If they've used what I call word salad to ask a question, I want to go to the where you get the but, and I put in the but I don't eat, I want to go. And you're like, I have no clue what that means. So instead, you might want to use some verbal and physical cues. So you might want to use hand signs to act out what you think they're saying. You want to go. Take your fingers and move them in a walking direction, moving forward. You want to get in the car. Take your hands like you're turning a steering wheel. And see about the thing that you don't eat, and point to your mouth and shake your head no, but that you put in something? Is that what you're trying to tell me? See what the response is. Then ask things like, what color is it? Where do you put it? How do you use it? And then, as much as possible, use hand gestures and verbal communication at the same time. The other thing you can do when you're communicating with someone is to touch them. Touch is so important in communication. It brings a calm to the feelings around the situation, to the atmosphere, and that calm will benefit you and them both. So touching them is important. If you place your hand in theirs, if you rub the palm of their hand, I like to tell folks to take one finger or two and just scratch the inside area on the wrist very gently, so very gently. It feels so good. I love when my husband does that for me. You can also put your hand on their shoulders. And one thing that's very effective is, while you're talking, is to stroke the side of their face from their ear down to their chin bone, actually, just past that. You know, that's something their mother did when they were little and told them how much she loved them and life was going to be wonderful. She's always going to be there for them. That's a very calming and memory-making thing. Oh, and when we're calm and when we're relaxed, we understand things better and we're more able to express what we have to say, even in the face of dementia. The other thing you want to make sure you don't do is to use too many words. You can become wordy. You know, women are excellent with words. We know way more words than men do, and we use them all in a day, at least twice. And so maybe just shortening that question. You could say, "Hey, Dad, do you want to go with me in a few minutes? We'll put your socks and shoes on. We'll get in the car. We'll drive down to Walmart. And after Walmart, we're going to go to Publix and pick up some groceries, because, you know, we're about out of groceries and the kids are coming on Tuesday and I don't know what I'm going to cook. I've got to make a menu." And Dad's like, little, "What was that all about?" You could have just said, "Hey, Dad, let's put your shoes on and get in the car for a ride." That works. Or you could even leave out the "put the shoes on." "Hey, Dad, let's go for a ride," and begin putting his shoes on. It's going to be obvious what you're doing. That will resonate with him so much more quickly than you giving a full dissertation of the day. "P.S. I don't want that either. That's just a little bit overwhelming, so don't do that with me." Those are just a few simple tips that you can use that will make your caregiving experience more effective for them, for you, and for your person you care for. So, hey, Let's do it. Have a great day. I'm here for you. www.letstalkdementia is the website. You can click on the menu, the drop-down menu, to send me a note, and I will contact you and schedule a free phone consultation. We also have started the exclusive Dementia Support Circle, and you can go to the website, same website, and click on Support Group and sign up for the exclusive Dementia Support Circle. It is free. We do ask for a $10 donation if you can do it, and you will receive gifts in the mail every so often. It's pretty wonderful. We meet via FaceTime the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 10:30 a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you need to sign up there on the website to be on the link to get all of that information. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.